92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all I hear's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing.
Okay, next to Dean Martin, I'll say Elvis for the Christmas songs. 11:06, folks, did you see the story in the national news about new technology with smartphones and smart TVs? The NSA could be listening in to not only our phone calls, but also to everything you watch on TV. If they're doing that, the least they could do is tell me what streaming services I'm subscribed to, because I have no idea anymore. All I know is that I'm paying a fortune for all these fancy platforms, and every time I turn on the TV, it's either a story about Trump or somebody making a cake. But the if the NSA ever has to search through my phone for evidence, they're going to have to go through 50,000 memes. And 250 of those are Elf on the Shelf memes. And so they're going to have a hard time. Let's go to the phone. Bob Zaney is appearing. Is it next Saturday, Bob, at the Carson Nugget? Good morning and Merry Christmas to you, Bob.
Thank you, Johnny. Yes, it's the Carson Nugget Saturday night. Two shows. And you have the details right there, unless you don't.
Well, I have a next Saturday. So you're not performing tonight, are you?
No, but if you go there tonight and mention my name, they'll say, that's nice. By the way, I really love when you put me, the listeners have to know, John, when I called you, you put me on hold. So look, I'm going to have to get you into the system. I felt like I'd crossed the border illegally.
Well, that's our producer. I didn't understand that talk either. That's above my head. So, Bob, the NSA story, any other national news items that you would like to comment on?
Well, there's always something going on in the news, John. As you know, I stay on top of it. I have that Zaney report, which I've done on this program several times. And if you just bear with me, I'll go ahead and grab it. I wasn't as prepared as you are, I guess.
Oh, I love the Zaney report, and it's updated for every week that you appear. So, folks, well, when you go. Okay, here we go.
I'm sure you cover this. The U.S. is now paying more in interest on the national debt than they spend on defense. Now, President Biden told supporters, it's working. It's working. We're on delay, aren't we?
You love that delay, I know.
Love the delay. You try to do comedy with delay. It's the timing. Here's another interesting thing. Okay. Gerald Hall of the musical duo Hall & Oates is suing his partner, John Oates, over a business venture. Now, Oates said Daryl is just being a man-eater. Here's another one. Leading financial services firm Charles Schwab said it had to lay off 5 or 6% of its workforce. Now, according to financial analysts, not knowing the exact number is why they have to do it in the first place.
Oh.
5 or 6. Think about that, Johnny. And we're going to end with one more. This is a little thing I like to call the Zaney Report time capsule. This is where I go back in time and revisit a pass a Zaney Report joke, and if you're ready, I'm ready. This takes place. There, we went back in time. This takes place December 12, 2017. A Connecticut man on parole was arrested for hiding heroin in his Bible. He was charged with possession and leading us into temptation. There you have it. Right.
Always working, always thinking, always writing up this new stuff. I love it, Bob Zaney, appearing next Saturday at the Carson Nugget. And besides the material, how have you been, my friend?
I've been great. This week I'm at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club at the MGM Grand, finishing up tonight, a long week, but a good week. And next week, you know, I'm excited about the show next week at the Nugget, is it's a comedy game show. So we're going to be doing prizes. We're going to be doing giveaways. You could win up to $10,000, John. and we're gonna, and everyone in the audience will be a winner, winner chicken dinner too. So you'll leave with something, and we get to work the crowd. I'm gonna be there with Howie Knave. He's gonna be my sidekick, and I can't wait to kick him in the side.
Well, you mentioned my all-time favorite, besides the Carson Nugget, my all-time favorite comedy club, Brad Garrett's comedy club at the MGM Grand. Been there many times. I always try to get tickets when Brad himself is performing. My wife was in hysterics. We like to, you know, sit up there by the stage. The only thing we were disappointed in, Brad Garrett, of course, the star, he's there about half the time performing. But he's not one of the comedians when the whole show is over who mixes and mingles with the fans, because I was dying to meet him. But such a funny guy. Not just the Raymond Show, just a brilliant comedian. Up there with you, Mr. Bob Zaney.
Thank you. Brad and I actually started out together at a little place called the Ice House in Pasadena in 1980. We both were the house MCs. We trade off weeks along with Ray Combs. So that was an interesting time. But I could have maybe tried to have Brad at least say hi to you, John. But see, you don't ever talk to me anymore.
I don't have the opportunity, my friend. But I'll tell you what, Brad, I don't know if he's won Emmys. He should win for every year of Everybody Loves Raymond, which my wife has never seen that show. And we binged on it. And I think it's a super classic out there. Thanks to Brad Garrett, of course. But you...
won an Emmy, for a couple Emmys, I believe, for that show. And I also was nominated for American Comedy Award three times. I was nominated three times, which means I lost three times.
Okay. Where can folks get tickets for your show coming up next Saturday at Carson Nugget, my friend?
Well, I would believe it's at the Nugget website. I'm sure you can get the tickets right there in the casino. It's a great casino to go hang out and find a friend. I know John likes to wander a lot, and he'll just go into the Nugget and just walk around going, you know, I'm John Potter. Anyway, that's where you can go. I hope the folks can make it out. There are only two shows, and then I'm headed back to Vegas to reflect on this phone call.
Excellent, sir. Have yourself a great time out there at Vegas, too. Bob Zaney, everybody, appearing next Saturday at the Carson Nugget. Go on the Nugget website to get tickets. Oh, he's funny. In the studio with us, Outlaw Docs. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Outlaw Docs. No, they're not renegade doctors. They host Nerf gun battles. Good Lord. As a business, Nerf gun party rentals. What an idea. Oh, my gosh, who came up with this? We have Amber, the owner, and Christy, who is also working with Outlaw. How did this start? What Nerf gun party rentals? This is, you got to have an interesting story behind this. So, Amber, tell us about it.
Yeah, so we both have two young sons, and we always want to do something exciting for their birthdays. We've done, you know, the go-karts, we've done the bounce houses, we've done everything you can think of, and so we really just wanted to do something unique and exciting, and we were looking for something like this around town. We couldn't find it, so it was the perfect opening. Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's coming back. When I was a teenager, Nerf guns were all the rage, and I haven't heard of the Nerf thing coming back, but
yeah, they don't have anything like it in town except for us.
But is Nerf coming back overall? Is that why you just jumped into this idea?
It most definitely is. Yeah.
Oh, what's your evidence?
He's 10 and he's in love with the Nerf. So
really?
Yeah.
So it is. And how has Nerf changed from when it was decades ago? I mean, before it was the big yellow balls and the big like bazooka type guns. How is it different now?
Oh, they have so many different kinds of Nerfs now. We have water gun Nerfs. There's gel blasters, the typical foam Nerf still. It's changed a lot.
So you go and you rent yourself out to parties, And I saw the pictures on the website because, okay, so all the kids in the party, they get Nerf guns, or adults too, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they all get these Nerf guns. You have Nerf ammunition. What kind of Nerf ammunition do you use?
It would really depend on the party package. So if you choose like a Nerf party package, a traditional Nerf gun party package, you would get the Nerf ammo. The gel blasters,
older.
Yeah.
Well, so the Nerf ammo that I saw on the website, they're not like the big fancy balls anymore. They look like foam bullets.
Mm-hmm.
So what are these composed of? Totally all Nerf?
Yeah, Nerf? They're traditional foam bullets.
And how are they propelled?
I think springs or it really depends on the gun. So the Nerfs, I believe, are spring-loaded. The gel blasters have a battery pack, and those ones, I think it's like maybe airsoft or pressure.
And your pictures on the website show walls and corridors of inflatable camouflage. You set this all up at somebody's house?
Their house, a park, wherever you want to have it, yeah.
So, folks, these can I call you a kid? These kids?
I suppose.
No, honestly, you look very young. This is your first business, right?
Yes, both of our first businesses.
Both of your, Amber and Christy, are business owners. They work all day. They work day jobs. Support this venture. What do you do for day jobs?
I do landscaping, Christy. I do landscaping. I've been doing it for 9 years, so it's pretty good.
Amber, what do you do?
I work at an aerospace company.
So this might take off. Go to outlawdocs.com. Folks, are you Nerf fans out there? You know, I say stuff like this, I think nobody's going to call, but believe me, somebody's going to call. We're going to do a little Nerf talk, okay? And then we'll get back to Christmas stuff. The phone line's always open, 884-9910, and possibly some national news stories, which you may be top of mind that you may be thinking of. It's all part of Live and Local, each and every Saturday morning. So we'll be back with Christy and Amber here, a little Nerf talk here on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Going to be back in a few minutes, FM News Talk time, 11:18.
Merry Christmas from all of us at the Evans Broadcast Company.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was a lion.
Are you two big Jimmy Durante fans? Blank stares, I knew it. The big difference here between the old man and the guests. Well, Amber, you're very young, and Christy, you're young too, and your business is Outlaw Docs, a Nerf gun party rental, which is got to be first. Well, it's not first in the nation. I think it's second in the nation. There was a place they were telling us in San Francisco. Okay, so somebody is texting and asking. We mentioned you mentioned Nerf and water. What are these Nerf water guns? Is there such a thing, or did we get something wrong there?
No, there is a thing.
How does it
work? Yeah, they're water guns. You can get the whole package. It's mostly for the summertime when it's hot outside. I think what's really exciting about the water guns is that we can dye the water, and we also have like reusable water balloons, so you could just have an all-out water war.
So where's the Nerf part come in on the water guns?
Oh, it's just the brand. It's the brand.
Nerf makes water guns. Okay, I got that. How safe is all this?
Safety is our top priority. We do require that all players are wearing safety glasses before the game start. We'll survey the area and remove any trip hazards. And we also go through thorough instructions to you know, prepare our players for the games.
A lot of roughhousing, isn't it? I mean, these are kids at battle and stuff, right? Are there rules? Or do you just let them loose with the Nerf guns and
Well, we have a list of games on our website that tells, tells all the children.
Yeah, well, that's great. Now, you have to schedule weeks in advance, right?
At least 2 weeks.
Why is that?
Just so that we can get everything together, depending on, you know, what our customer wants. So depending on the decoration services, the grab bags, we have to make sure that we have enough time and equipment to fulfill the...
Okay, and you have a discount code. We're going to do a discount code right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. How much does it typically cost to have your Nerf event party equipment come to your kid's house and do this? What does it typically cost, and what is the discount code that we're going to offer right now?
It would typically cost around $350, and we're going to do a 20% discount if you use the code Live and Local.
Just because I'm a nice guy. 20% discount. Okay. All right. Are you booked how far in advance?
2 weeks. 2 weeks out.
2 weeks out. Okay. Do you have like one setup or more than one setup?
Multiple setups.
Do you really?
Yes.
Do you have like party Nerf vans? And I mean, is this a big production?
Not yet.
Not yet. You really think this will really take off, even though it's an unknown idea to have party rental with Nerf everything?
Well, the blow-up houses took off, so you know, we have inflatables, we have mazes, we have all kinds of things, and we're willing to come out and set it up and take it down and clean everything up for you.
Have they added the laser complement to Nerf guns at all?
They have, yes.
Do you have those?
At this moment, no, we're not offering that.
But you're going to get it, you think,
it's a future
thing. If this takes off?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else we can mention before you have to go? Christy and Amber with Outlaw Docs. And by the way, what are the docs?
Outlaw Docs was actually a real outlaw back in the day. He was the first outlaw to ever do a stagecoach robbery, and he was not successful, but it's fitting for...
It tied in well.
Yeah.
And he would carry a Nerf gun, right?
Yes.
All right, what's your website, and how can people contact you to have you folks set up a Nerf gun party battle at their house?
So just go to outlawdocs.com. That's outlawdocs.com. And do the contact us form or the request a quote form, and we'll get back to you ASAP.
All right. And adults, what would you do for an adult party as opposed to a kid's party with Nerf guns?
So we offer gel blasters, and I think those are for the more
Jello
older.
Blaster. Sounds messy.
A little, but we're going to do all the cleanup, so it's not messy for anybody but us.
But you have adult parties.
Yes, most definitely.
We're really excited.
All ages, yeah.
Okay.
The water would be fun for, you know, the adults too, I believe.
For sure. All right. Outlaw Docs, hey, thanks for coming out, guys.
Thank you.
Hope it takes off. I really do. This is why you're here. We really push local businesses. Now, that's why before you, we had the margarita guy.
Oh.
He sells and mixes margaritas in Sparks, and now it's sold in stores all over this area. So if we could be like the Commerce Center, if we could think of it, Reno could be the king of Nerf gun battles.
That would be amazing.
It could start. It could happen. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you.
I'm John Potter, going to break for Fox News. We're going to be back with Open Topic. You want to talk about, I brought up Christmas parties before, also some national news events. 884-9910 is the number to call and get on. Love to hear from you. I would be grateful for your call. So we're going to break for Fox News. I'll be back in a few minutes on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 11:28.
92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Here we go.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, that's the I really must go. Oh, no, stay. So much misogyny here. It's 11:34. I'm John Potter, and I just started an advocacy group for people who have been ripped off by locksmiths. If you want to join, the door is always open. So, yes, that's why. National news. I'm sure you heard the judicial court barred Republicans in Colorado from voting for their candidate. They don't term it that. They don't word it that way in the national news, but that's just what happened. A judicial court barred Republicans in Colorado from voting for their candidate. They're actually stopping Republican citizens from casting a vote for their chosen candidate. Oh, my gosh. And this is from the Democrats who talk so much about upholding democracy, who think that if you have to show your photo ID to vote, it's a war on democracy. The Democrats all day long, democracy, democracy, we must let the people's voice be heard. And at the same time, these same Democrats launched a series of lawsuits all across the country trying to keep a legitimate candidate, Donald Trump, off the ballot. They say Trump cannot be on the ballot. What they're really saying is that Donald Trump supporters, who are American citizens, who are voters, must not be allowed to vote for their choice. When you take somebody off the ballot, you're only secondarily hurting the candidate, but you're primarily hurting the rest of us. You're taking from them their choice. You're taking away from people a voting option. The voters collectively ought to be empowered, not disempowered. Is that a word? And speaking of the right word, this whole thing goes back 2 years now, right from the start, and this was all coordinated. But right from the start, the January 6th riot was on the evening news, and it was called an insurrection, right? It still is. The Democrat politicians, the Democrat anchormen, the Democrat reporters doing their live stand-ups all called this an insurrection, right? In complete disagreement with the dictionary's definition of the word insurrection, it's purposeful and it's dishonest. Insurrection is not a riot. Insurrection is a military effort to topple a government, which did not occur on January 6th. No one has attempted an insurrection in the United States since the 1860s. And by the way, the word insurrection was and is not just on the evening news. They would write that time and time again for me to say on the morning news, insurrection. I wouldn't say it. I stuck to what it was, a riot. You know, some TV stations, they have trouble using the right words when it comes to politics. But everybody else on TV did say insurrection. They are still saying it. Biden loves saying insurrection. And there's a reason they use that word over and over and over again, because they're using a word as a weapon to keep those who might want to vote for Donald Trump from being able to do so. But his poll numbers are still showing that he would beat Biden. So now we have Colorado just taking Trump completely off the ballots. What, my gosh, what if we took Biden off the ballot in Texas and Arizona for ignoring the Constitution with human and fentanyl illegal immigration? You know, trying to turn red states into blue. Public safety be damned. It's all about retaining power and keeping their criminal activity buried. Very soon, as this election gets closer, it's going to get a lot worse. We've lost our way. We lost our moral compass. And most of all, we've trusted government and technology, too, by the way, way, way too much. And that's as serious as I'm going to get. Just kind of clashes with the Nerf gun talk, I know. something I didn't think I would ever have considered, there was a story in the Wall Street Journal this week that said 58% of American households own stock in the stock market. And now, for a long, long time, people owned stock primarily through their 401k. Back in the day, the only people who owned stock were people who were rich, or they had some kind of profit-sharing thing from the company they worked for, or they had a grandma or a grandpa who gave them a share of Disney or Coca-Cola on their 10th birthday. You know what I'm saying? And there wasn't a lot of stock owning back then. And then the pensions went away and they invented the 401k. And so a lot of people through mutual funds became stock owners that way. Okay, which is one way to own stock at sort of an arm's length, which works out really well for morons like me. About arm's length is the closest I can get to financial things, truth be told. But two things happened. This article in the Wall Street Journal, it says that a couple of years ago, what dramatically increased participation in the stock market recently was, number one, COVID. People stayed home and they were bored out of their freaking minds. And number two, some apps came along which had a zero commission structure, right? Where you could buy and trade stocks without having to pay them anything on top of the share price. Well, so a lot of folks have gotten onto that, and a lot of folks have been kind of successful with it. My good friend in Texas has had a 10% return on his investment this year. This not so bad. And some other friends I have here in Reno, they have had some fairly significant positions simply by taking a little bit that they squirreled, you know, some money away. Next payday, they squirreled a little more away. And the next payday, as part of their routine savings, they put a little more money away into the stocks. There's a word for that. I don't recall from the article. But yeah, a little portion of your weekly pay or monthly pay you put into stocks. And they managed to make a bit of profit with that. And according to this Wall Street Journal story, that is happening all across America. And here's the deal. That's good, right? There are different ways to make money, but the people who do this connect themselves to the national economy. They often have an increased revenue stream, and they typically improve their holdings, meaning that they make money. So if you don't happen to be one of them, well, maybe you're not cut out for that. I'm not saying this is for everybody by any means. I know I could not do it. I'm too stupid to do stuff like that. But an awful lot of Jim and Joni Americans, they sat down, they got the app, one of the many apps out there. They looked around, they did some thinking, and they have been able to take their spare money and steadily grow it into something a little bit more and a little bit better. And you know, if they can do it, then there certainly is the possibility that you can do it too, right? And this may be a possible Christmas gift or whatever, even for a teenager. You tell your teenager that you downloaded this app. I know Fidelity has a good one. And you say to your kid, download this app and I'll give you $100 and that will be your seed money and go see what you can do with it. If nothing else, you screw up and maybe learn from a screw up. Even a $100 screw up is a lesson, you know, that is life. But there's a possibility for something there. I mean, who are the folks who have all the money? They're frequently they're old people who have steadily and very diligently have tried to intelligently manage their money, including with some stock investments, not looking to get crazy rich right away. Just watch this build, watch this grow. And the stock market has, for a generation now, been a pretty good place to be in terms of return. So anyway, I'll shut my mouth. If it's something you've never done or considered, maybe think about it, because folks who are not business people or finance people have been finding a fair amount of success there. If you have some experience with money, people are hungry to hear what worked for you. And maybe a stock pick you have, that would be interesting. You know, my plumber gave me a stock tip this year, and that stock tip for me turned into a $1,300 plumbing call for me. if you know what I mean. So don't take tips from what people say. Just look into it. Do a little fun research. As I said, I'm not good at all myself in the stock market. I'm sure you have better advice. I'd like to hear from you, 884-9910. So I'm going to shut my mouth, and we'll take a break. But as always, feel free to call. I'd be very grateful for your call. I think the reason why this Wall Street article struck a chord with me is because I just sold some property that my family had for, gosh, three generations in Canada. And I got the tax return Canadian. The deal is, by the way, I'll never own Canadian property again. Don't do it. What you do when you sell property in Canada, you have to give the Canadian government 25% of its value in taxes first off, right off the bat. And then they figure out how much money you get back from that 25%. So anyway, make a long story short, they sent me a tax refund check from the Canadian government. Now, to transfer Canadian dollars into American dollars is a hassle. I talked to somebody about this, and they said, well, you know, in the future, the blockchain is going to make it a lot simpler. I had no idea what he meant. Okay. But for now, you got to go to your bank, and they will convert the Canadian dollars into U.S. dollars. Okay, well, so first you lose the value of the Canadian dollars just from the awful exchange rate. I think for every dollar, for every American dollar, that's worth $1.30 in Canadian. So you lose a bit there in dollars. Well, then the bank wants to take a cut, which, listen, we've been longtime members of this big bank, which is in Reno, have quite a bit of money squirreled away, you know, after at my age, gradually getting a pretty good amount in there. You'd think there'd be some perks for a good account at this bank, but no, they were going to charge us another like 3% on this exchange, and no perks, none at all. So I asked at the same time, I said, by the way, what's your interest rate for people like us who have our money in savings? It's like 0.02%. Ridiculous. So you can't make money through the bank. You're going to lose on inflation anyway. It's not, they're not going to pay you back and cover that inflation loss on your dollars. Consider stocks. You know, just start with a little bit, and it could become an interesting hobby that you could get into, and I think could pay off if you've, you know, learn what you're doing. All right, Professor Potter's going to take a break. Our phone lines are open at 884-9910. So we'll have one more segment here. On 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, it's live and local every Saturday morning from 9 to noon. FM News Talk time, 1147.
Merry Christmas from all of us at the Evans Broadcast Company.
Happy Holidays.
Yes, yes. Ho, ho, ho. 10 now before noon. Craig, do you happen to partake in dollar stores?
I have, but everything is being inflated there now, too.
Not to be complaining here or anything like that, but there are two things proliferating all across Nevada and all over the country, that is smoke and cannabis shops and dollar stores. We have, it seems, like a dozen pot shops in town. Some I hear very good things about, some I hear not so good things about. They're a legal business, and I wish good success for them as any small enterprise. Dollar stores, oh my gosh. We have, what do you think, Craig? I want to say maybe, what, 40 or 50 dollar stores?
Something similar to that, yeah.
They are, I mean, so many on some corners, I see dollar stores across the street from each other.
Oh, I was just, we played hockey in Albuquerque two weekends ago. And in Albuquerque, there are 4 to 5 cannabis dispensaries on the same block. And between our hotel and the ice arena, there had to be about 50 dispensaries and 30 or 40 cannabis lounges for people to go and to smoke there. It was just amazing.
If, if you take Highway 50 to Las Vegas, which, by the way, I am up to here with that highway, as scary as it is. But that highway, not even in towns, they have cannabis shops. Wait. Alongside the road, I think outside of Shores is one. And there's also one, I think, just off a farm road in, like, Yarrington or something. I mean, they don't even have to be in a town. They're everywhere for your drive to Vegas. Well, anyway, dollar stores. Talking about them being across the street from each other, I think that's the situation. I think in Silver Springs, I think I saw that. I think Yarrington has face-to-face dollar stores, too. Our cup runneth over with these. Little towns have three or four. Again, like the smoke shops, some are good stores to shop in. Some are, quite honestly, a mess. The bad ones, they smell different. There are things piled up in the aisles. There's no service. The quality seems way off, but some are good. My wife prefers two of the Dollar Tree stores in town. I like the 99-cent more store on Virginia, just south of McCarran. Listen, we all have our favorites. We go because they're convenient. They're like lower-priced 7-Elevens. You know, convenience stores always had high prices on little things because they were selling convenience. But even though you save money at the Dollar General or the DG, as they, I've heard that called the DG, the brand, now here's what I just discovered. The brand name products that they sell are not the same brand name products we've always bought. You know what I mean? I think the DGs get these goods from like overstock situations or China. And I've noticed, I could be wrong, but do you think these brand name companies produce lesser, inferior products knowing that they're going to be sold in dollar stores?
Well, what do you think about, I mean, basically the same thing happens in the bigger box stores like Walmart. You know, the box of, say, Tylenol that you get that's under the Great Value name is actually the brand name, just with a cheaper label on it and a, you know, cheaper packaging.
I have heard that about Walmart. I'm not sure if that's true or not. I do know this is what outlet stores do. I know for a fact that the outlet stores, say Adidas or something, they're different. They're different. You know, but anyway, my evidence for calling out the dollar stores on this, where manufacturers make their product cheaper or otherwise differently to sell at the lower price, I've noticed that I was just reminded of this as I'm sitting here reassembling my pen. This is how I've decided to expose their shenanigans, folks. I will use generic versions of almost anything, laundry soap, coffee, soups, whatever. But there's some brands I do splurge on always. When it comes to butter, has to be Kerrygold. Pickles, always Vlasic. Mustard, always French's. TVs, always Sony's. Appliances, always GE. Cheese, always Tillamook. My men's suits, always Hart, Schaffner, and Marks.
Your printer's HP.
Oh, God, don't bring that up. I got to deal with that when I get home. And my pens, I write a lot, ideas for this show in a spiral notebook, letters. I write a lot of letters like people used to do in the old days, calendar books, lists. I prefer a superior pen. First it was Parker, now and always, and for decades I've been exclusive and writing only with a Pilot G2. There's nothing better, and it has to be the bold 1 millimeter Pilot G2. I like to lay down that thick line, you know? Don't give me no 0.7 crap. I like to lay down that thick line and maybe even bleed through the back of the paper. Best pen out there for the money. So generally speaking, if you go to Target or Office Depot, Staples, you can get a 3-pack of the Pilot G2 1.0 for $4.49 to $5. So I see at the dollar store, they're selling 2 packs of G2s for $2.79. So I get it. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a deal, right? So I start using them, and after 2 days, one of these pens runs out of ink. Now, normally I can get 3 months out of a Pilot G2. So I did some research. I pulled the tubes out like I just did this morning. They are Pilot G2s, and the ones I bought at Walmart have 3.5 inches of ink in the tube, but the ones I bought at the dollar store, like the one I have in front of me, that tube is filled to just 3/8 of an inch with ink. So according to my math, a dollar store pen gives you anywhere from 1/4 to 1/5 the ink. I'm outraged. Where the heck is Catherine Cortez Masto on this scam? I mean, we know things like the chips bags and the aspirin bottles at dollar stores are smaller, but this is something you can't see in a brand name. Most people don't take apart their pens to see their ink supply, so my doing it myself was ingenious. And if Channel 2 would let me have my Facebook page back, I would definitely buy a G2 from a real store and one from a dollar store, and I would disassemble them and put them side by side on the Facebook page that they blocked me from. I think that would get some hits. But seriously, this pen thing, it's not right. I don't mean to slam the dollar store. They're really not the bad guy here, unless there's a guy in a back room siphoning off some ink. The real culprit in this is the Pilot, which makes a lesser product for the dollar stores to sell. They partnered with deceiving us. I feel like I uncovered a Watergate or something new here. G2 gate here. Oh my gosh, time is up. That's enough for today. I'll talk to you folks next Saturday morning, 9 to noon, on 99.1 to 92.3 FM Talk. Have a very Merry Christmas, my friends.
And be safe.